More clients, educational classes, price increases. These are all the things we used to think could make us successful beauty bosses. Hey there, my name is Teresa Young, and I'm obsessed with helping beauty professionals discover modern ways to make more money and work less hours by opening up your world to modern, innovative ways to create passive incomes using your very own expertise and talents. It's time to change the way we look at making money and discover how owning digital assets and creating passive incomes that make you money while you sleep are the new modern way to elevate your business and create the business you are so deserving of. You guys with me? Come on then. Let's create a life you love while having a little extra time for yourself. Here we go. Hey guys, Teresa Young here, and thank you so much for listening in to Elevate Your Beauty Biz podcast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about your perception and commitment and what it takes to be successful. With that being said, let's get this show on the road. So I took my son Mason about 4 weeks ago to get a pedicure with me, and when we walked into the nail salon, the first thing that you do is choose your nail color. Well, I don't personally have a lot of favorites, and so it was taking quite a while to decide what color. And as I'm looking through the colors, my son Mason is picking out all kinds of random colors that I would probably never put on my toes. And as I'm disregarding him choosing out hilarious colors that I would never choose, the nail tech comes back and says, "All right, come on, you guys, go ahead and pick your color. Let's get this party started." So I thought, what the hell? You know what? Let's just let Mason choose my color. He really wants to choose a color for my toe. So I look at him and I go, "You know what, Mason? You go right ahead. You choose my color and I'm going to wear whatever color you pick." So I walk back and I put my feet in the water and we both get in our chairs and he sets the color down on my tray and it is green. Green. And I thought to myself, wow, Mason, green. I've never done green on my toes before. So the nail technician, she washes up my feet and does my toenails and then she polishes my toes and I look down and I go, wow. And I'm trying to be nice, right? Because it's my son and he picked a color and sometimes I don't know if he's trying to play a trick on me or not, but I was going to roll with it no matter what. So I'm trying to be really excited about my toenail polish and I look down and I said, wow, it's frog green, like mossy frog green. And Mason goes, "Mom, it is not frog green. The color on your toes, it's wasabi." And I was like, "You're right. It's wasabi." And at that moment, I realized it's not about what we actually see or the problem that we actually see. It's how we view the problem. It is actually our perception. Because if we look at things and think, "Ugh, it's frog green," then we're not going to want to overcome all of our challenges to get to the main goal. But if we look at our challenges as wasabi, makes it a lot more exciting. And it makes those challenges and adversities that you're going to face along the journey to get to your end goal or your commitment very well worth it. So most of you guys know that I have been hiking. I have chose to hike recently for 30 days in a row. And I didn't expect to face the challenges that I've been facing along the way. So I had the commitment, which is the 30-day hike, but I didn't commit to the challenges I'd face along the way. So along the way, already I have faced a bloody heel because I had brand new hiking shoes on the first day. So throughout my hikes, I have been wearing just regular Nike and Adidas shoes, rotating them, but they don't have the proper support or grip for hiking. And my feet, the bottom of my feet supinate, which means they turn in. So without the support underneath the arch of my foot, I started to get cramping in my calves. And another thing that I did not anticipate happening was the heat. It is 90 to 100 degrees in the dark at 5 a.m. in the morning. I have a backpack. It's a Camelback, but it is a very large backpack because I am the mom in my family and I tend to carry everything in my backpack. Well, my backpack is very large and with water in it and a few items to bring on the hike, I start to sweat really, really bad. So I've had to purchase a water waste pack, kind of a jogging waste pack with water bottles in it, so that I'm not sweating and ready to pass out, because my endurance is also not there for these types of hikes, because the gyms have been closed and I have not been getting in my workouts. So I have not been fully preparing to be doing these endurance type hikes. So I'm sweating, I have cramps in my calves, I have a bloody heel, and not to mention I did not account for the lack of sleep, because I've been having to get up at 3:30 to 4 a.m. every single morning to get to the trailhead by 5 so that we can beat the heat, because once the sun comes out, you're pretty much done. So with that being said, I realized that in order to succeed, you have to be able to have the ability to face and overcome adversity and challenges that happen along the way on your goal to being committed. When you want to have commitment and you want to succeed, you have to be able to change your perception and view your adversities not as frog green, but as wasabi, right? Because if you don't have the ability, you will fail. I remember when I started a business years back, I had a gentleman come up to me and I was all excited and I was sharing with him what I was going to do, you know, with my technology company and my app. And he looked at me and he nodded his head and he goes, "Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Good luck with that. 90% of all startups fail." Through my journey in business and being committed to my end goal, I have learned that it's not about what you create at the end. It's about how you can succeed through all the adversity on the journey on the way there. There's so many things that have come up and I could have quit many, many, many times. But the greatest part of it all is being able to overcome when you think you want to quit. That's when success happens. Hey, you guys, Teresa Young here. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening to Elevate Your Beauty Biz podcast. Take it or leave it. I am in no means a professional therapist. I am an uneducated hairstylist with a high school diploma and a beauty school degree, just sharing everything that I have learned along my journey in business and my journey to reaching goals and dreams in my life. And I hope that by me sharing my stories with you, they help to transform and inspire you in your business in many, many ways. Thank you guys so much. I'm out. Have a great rest of your day.